Welcome to Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by John Elkington, developer of Beale Street, Lee Harris from the Memphis City Council, and Bill Dries from the Memphis Daily News. It looks like at this point the city is going to take over if the settlement kind of goes through the way it seems it's going to go through. Is it a good thing? Let's say that there's change in leadership, a new direction. Does every kind of big enterprise like a Beale Street need a change in leadership at a certain point?
You know, we've been involved in Beale Street for 32 years. I took it when there was nothing there. It was boarded up and there were two businesses on Beale Street, Hutkins Hardware and Schwab's. And we had to create a vision for it and we had to go find tenants. And people didn't believe it would ever happen because there had been four false starts that didn't work. And so I think it was good in that sense. 4 years ago, as Bill will know, I went to the city and said, look, I'm 60 years old. You know, I'd like to leave and why don't we look? And we were starting a plan and then suddenly I think the lawsuit between the Beale Street Development Corporation and the city, somehow we got entrapped in all of that. But I think it is good. We need new vision. We need to expand the district. And we had started that with the expansion of the Westin Hotel 4 years ago. And as Bill will remember, we went to the legislature to get the rules of Beale Street, the various times and so forth, expanded all the way to the river. So I think it's always great to have new leadership, younger leadership, and not just in what I do, but in the clubs and the venues that are there. I mean, a lot of the people there are over 60. They've been there a long time. We have new entertainment, new ideas. So I think change is good in many respects. Okay.
Lee, the settlement plays out. The city takes back control. You've got this very complicated, very expensive enterprise that the city's going to take back. Do you look forward to that?
I look forward to it. I mean, I think one of Memphis's comparative advantages is tourism. And I think Beale Street represents all that's good about tourism in the city of Memphis. And so I think this is one of the places where we can really make our mark is moving Beale Street forward. And so I think there's some opportunity. I mean, are there some challenges? Sure. I think going forward, maybe we should pace ourselves a little bit more carefully and deliberately. So maybe we don't swing for the fences, but there are opportunities on Beale Street. And I think it matches up with where Memphis is right now. Okay. It's the moment to take care of some housekeeping matters to kind of decide which direction Beale Street's going to go and how do we tie Beale Street into the rest of the community and to the Memphis brand.
Which direction would you like to see the city go? Manage it, keep control of it, or find an outside company to manage it?
Sure. So there's some options on the table, and I think the mayor is, after the litigation is concluded, which is hopefully imminent. I mean, it's going on a lot longer than I've been around for, and John has been around this process for a lot longer than I have. But the mayor has promised that as soon as this litigation is concluded, that he'll bring some options to the table for the council. I think you've identified a bunch of them, you know, whether or not the city's going to manage it or whether they're going to outsource management to a private group. My gut intuition is that with a product like this, you've got to have an external manager that is always committed and focused on making sure that the project is successful. Now the question becomes whether or not that should be a for-profit operation or not-for-profit. My guess is probably not-for-profit. And so, whether or not you can set up some sort of agency with city ties, sort of like the Downtown Memphis Commission or the Visitors Bureau or some such, is probably the direction I'd like to see us go with development and really meeting the opportunities on the street. I'm not sure that the next manager of that street should be a for-profit operation because, again, from my perspective, and I've just come to this, for-profit operations are going to, you know, risk-seek. And I'm not sure that this is the time to swing for the fences, to go for the home run per se. It's more important to make sure that we can handle Beale Street and we can tie that street into the rest of the community and our real comparative advantage in tourism.
Do you have thoughts on, I mean, what would you like to see happen in terms of a future?
Well, I recommended to Mayor Harrington 4 years ago that we set up a Vu Carré Commission like they have in New Orleans, where you basically have the council has represented, the city's represented, the merchants on Beale Street have some representative, and I think that's very important. You got to remember, Beale Street's pretty well set now. We're 94% occupied. We just have some office space that's vacant. We have no receivables. We have no payables or very little payables. I mean, it's in great sense. It was just picked as the icon street of America. I mean, we're so far down the road. But I think we got to remember who goes to Beale Street. We have four groups that go to Beale Street. We have basically leisure travelers, those people that live within 200 miles of Memphis. We that's continuing to grow. And they come here and they're attracted by our different attractions, as Lee said. And then we have conventioneers. Well, conventioneers, our convention center is substandard, truthfully. And are we going to have to address that? Our airport, we're certainly not have enough flights, and the flights are not cheap enough to be a major convention center. So I think we've got to look at, you know, what are we going to do about conventions here? Because that's the second major group. The third are what we call recreational tourists. And those are people who take their kids and go to soccer tournaments and baseball tournaments. And I think, you know, the city's moving with that, I think, a good idea in improving the fairgrounds as a multi-sports facility. So I think that's good. And then you have people in the MSA that, you know, and in an MSA where 40% of the people, you know, are in or below the poverty line, we've got to figure out how we expand that economic growth. How do we get more people who can afford to go there? And I think all those are issues.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.